It's the JD Cymru North podcast. What a shocking week it's been. Wins that we didn't really expect out of the pot, including Penryn Coch, Porthmadog and Bangor beating Rhyl. Dean Jones joins me to think about all of that. Dean, what was your most shocking moment of the week?
Yeah, unbelievable, really, given the form that the sides, Bangor, Port and Penryn Coch, beat over the weekend. I'd have to say the biggest shock would obviously be the Penryn Coch one at home to Pestatyn, given how well Pestatyn have done since their loss to Rhyl. They haven't even dropped a point since then. So for Penryn Coch to dig deep against them, fight right till the end for a stoppage time winner is a massive boost for them. And for the rest of the league as well, in terms of knowing that Pestatyn can be knocked off if you keep it tight for sort of the opening half an hour of the game. I mean, the key to beating Pestatyn, as Rhyl has shown, is to keep it tight on the back, keep it cohesive, and then go from there, really. And if you can stay in the game in the last sort of 20 minutes, half an hour, you've got half a chance. Obviously, going down there wasn't easy. For Pestatyn, it's notoriously a long trip, as probably Penryn Coch have to face most weekends, really. So I don't think Neil Gibson would be using that as an excuse. But that's just a fantastic result for them. Take nothing away from Porthmadog's win at Colne Bay, which was outstanding, especially given the form that Colne Bay have been in as well, leading up to it, winning seven straight in all competitions. And obviously Bangor getting a big result at Rhyl, absolutely out of nowhere, really. So yeah, all three are fantastic, but if you have to push me to one, I'd probably say Penryn Coch would be the biggest surprise out of them all, given how well Pestatyn have done of late.
All right then, you said a few weeks ago that you thought it was Prestatin's title already. Surely results like this might be one-offs, but they show a little gap for certain clubs, and maybe, just maybe, it isn't that settled.
I mean, this is the JD Cymru North, full of quality now. I mean, top to bottom, it's absolutely phenomenal, really, the squads that are being put together. So these shocks can happen on any given weekend, in my opinion. It's just a case of these three all happening at the same time, which is quite bizarre. But saying that, top to bottom, this league's, absolutely fantastic now. How one goes up from it in the south is just beyond me. I mean, given the amount of investment being made, as I've stated before, I said the FAW need to have a real good look at it at the moment, especially when you see the interest that's being drawn as well throughout the league, big attendances. But I don't think it's a case of anything happening just magically, a light bulb going on with these clubs. I mean, Porthmadog and Bangor are highly respectable clubs. Penryn Coch are now firmly established in the second tier, have been for some time. All of them can beat any team in the league on their day, given when they're all in form. So I wouldn't say there's anything particular being done by the clubs. It was just a case of raising their game at the right time to pick up crucial points, really.
One of those names that we didn't expect to do, one of those names that caused a bit of a shock last weekend, faces one of those names that was a victim of it. Colne Bay and Bangor, how's this going?
Be interesting to see how Colne Bay bounce back against Bangor. Obviously, they'll be disappointed with their result against Porthmadog to end a run of straight wins. I know Craig Ogg had no complaints when we spoke about the game. He thought Porthmadog were good value for it. Was full of praise for them and their setup, which is a testament to him, really. I mean, some managers do go hiding when they lose. They won't speak to the media or anything like that. They're keen to speak to you when they win, but you get more insight from managers when they lose, and what they learn about the game and the experience, which Colne Bay are still doing. I mean, they're still adjusting to the league. This is a wait and see season for them, and then sort of push on next summer. But Bangor will come into the game, hopefully buoyed after a big win against Rhyl. I know Aled Williams, the referee, didn't cover himself in glory by all accounts during the game. But regardless of that, that's gone now. That's not what the record books are going to show. It's going to show a win for Bangor. And this is something they've got to use as a springboard, really, to bigger and better things this season. Because before the game, their season was sort of dissipating into nothing, into sort of mid-table mediocrity. All the problems that are going on there, sort of off the pitch, are trying to be rectified. This is another big chance for them to take a scalp. I mean, if they can pick up back-to-back wins against Rhyl and Colne Bay, who've been in the top four now for a few weeks, is another massive confidence boost from them, and one they can take into what is going to be a very important Christmas fixture list for them.
Beaten by Penryn Cork. Next up for Prestatyn, Gilsfield.
Yeah, I think if you're asking Neil Gibson a list of games to have after losing at Penryn Cork, I don't think Gilsfield the way would be high on his list. They were in some good nick. They're capable of beating anyone on their day, especially on their home patch. They make it very, very tough for the opposition there. Not sure that what the conditions are going to be like there, given all the bad weather we've been having. Friday night trip down there, long one for the Prestatyn lads, but they're experienced. I mean, they'll know what's at stake here. They can ill afford any more slip-ups now with Flint 4 points behind them. That Flint are in fantastic form. I know their game at Rhyl's been postponed this weekend, so they've got a free week. But the onus is on Prestatyn to sort of re-establish themselves after a disappointing defeat on the road. Like I say, they've got plenty of experience and can give teams a good hiding on any occasion, really. It's just a case how Gilsfield respond to their threats. It's going to be a tricky one for them, but it's one they'll need to get back to winning ways. Otherwise, they could find themselves in a real struggle for top spot with Flint.
And Porthmadog will play Conwy. Look, Conwy sort of slipping a bit. Defeat by Buckley. Conwy being found out now. Have people got the measure of Conwy this season?
Yeah, I'm sure Conwy were disappointed losing at home to Buckley Town. They'd probably identified that as a game that they could have got 3 points from to get their sort of top four ambitions back on track. It's been strange to see them go into such a lull, really. Be so inconsistent after a very, very strong start to the season when many had written them off. Whether teams have sort of looked at that and started to take them a bit more seriously, take their threats with more significance, given how well they'd started the season or not, I'm not too sure. But they've got enough quality to hurt teams, especially sort of a side like Porthmadog, who are still finding their feet, although they'll be really, really buoyed by some fantastic results in recent weeks. Obviously, we spoke about Colne Bay being the latest one. So it's a test of Conway's mettle, really, whether they can sort of overcome this dip in form, get another good run going, because they have got players who can hurt you. So it'll be interesting to see how they get on against Port this weekend.
Well, Llandudno have got their mojo back, and of course they're growing a load of mows for Movember. Chuck them a couple of quid, won't you? Go and have a look at the Llandudno website and you'll see their campaign to raise money for Movember. But let's go back to the football. So the mojo's at Llandudno. Unfortunately, Corwin couldn't turn over Llangefni last week, so it really is another uphill struggle for Corwin, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm sure Sean would be gutted. Corwin couldn't pick up anything against Llangefni at home on Saturday. That was a massive game down the bottom of this league, especially given how poorly Llangefni had been playing prior to the clash. He'd have seen that as a real opportunity for them and one they couldn't take advantage of despite going into the lead. So it's a big test of them, big test of character now, how they respond. They can't let their heads drop. There's still plenty of points to fight for. They're on home soil again this weekend against Llandudno, who come into the game in some good nick. Things seem to be gelling there. They seem to be firing on all cylinders. I know they had a free weekend after their game at Llanfair got called off, so they'll be fresh and ready to go. It's just a case, can Corwen sort of withstand them? Because they're going to dominate a lot possession-wise, really, given how they like to play, given their sort of the quality on the ball they've got in midfield as well. So it's going to be a tough ask for Corwen, but every home game now they need to be starting to think that they need to pick up points, otherwise they're going to be in trouble. These are the games that you need to be picking up points from. What you get away from home is a bonus, really, especially for a newly promoted side. So these home games are going to be absolutely key for them and their fortunes.
Well, Llangefni got the sharp end of the gaffer's tongue last weekend, and it seems to have paid dividends, Dean. Gresford for them this weekend.
Yeah, Chris would have been delighted with the response he got from his players, really. I mean, it was a bold move, as I said last week, to dig them out publicly like that. Publicly state that some of them were on their last chance. But they've shown the right characteristics to ensure that they're going to have a real, they're going to fight to the end and fight for their survival here in the JD Cymru North. Hugely important 3 points. I know Jamie Roberts was outstanding by all accounts, and he's going to be a massively influential figure for them going forward now. So good on the ball, lovely little touch, gets in the right space in the final third as well, which is key because they've been struggling in front of goal. Not an easy challenge at Gresford this weekend, who have obviously got some good players, quite solid all over the park, but just struggled for a bit of consistency lately. I know they got a narrow loss at against Flint, but they can take plenty of heart from that because they were in the game for a long, long time. Gave them plenty to think about right until the end. So as important as 3 points it was for Llangefni last week, it was just 3 points, and they need to sort of get this confidence built up again, start stringing some results together. And if they can pick up anything at Gresford at all, then it's another huge step for them in terms of their hopes of staying in this league for another season.
And we've talked a bit about Penryn Coch, Llanrhaeadr Mochnant for them next. Now, is this game a little bit tougher than Prestatyn? Because I suppose they might have gone into the Prestatyn game, Penryn Coch, with a bit of a free hit attitude. Whereas here, Llanrhaeadr are up there with them.
Yeah, both teams are coming into the game on a whim. So confidence will be quite high for both. Like I say, Penryn Coch to win against Prestatyn will have done them the world of good. Showed that they can more than match easily the best team in this league on paper. Like I say, like as I've said before with Penryn Coch, they've got the talent to sort of be in and around the top five or six, in my opinion, which proved to be the case at the start of the year. But it was just these little sort of dips in form that they keep having seems to be costing them. It was the same last year as well when they almost got themselves relegated. Some final day sort of heroics sort of kept them up. But this will be another big test for them. I mean, they're at home again, which is a big positive against the Llanrhaeadr side, who picked up a superb 3 points last weekend. Have sort of started to find their feet a little bit, I think, again, after sort of they were in fantastic form start of the year, went up to second. Had a bit of a lull, as you'd expect, given their fixtures, but they'll see the next three or four as some fixtures they can really pick up from and sort of head in the right direction again.
And last, but by certainly no means least, welcome back, Rithin, from your weekend away. It's Llanfair for you, and yeah, Dean, it's becoming a bit of an uphill task for Llanfair now, isn't it?
Yeah, it's already looking a bit grim for Llanfair United now after losing at home to Llanrhaeadr last week. That was a big blow for them in terms of their survival hopes. They're going to have to sort of go on a winning run pretty quickly. Otherwise, they're sort of going to get left behind, as Holyhead did last year. And once you do that, as I said before, there's no going back, really. Rithin will come into the game nice and fresh after the weekend off. Picked up a good point at Llanrhaeadr, actually, last time out. I mean, that's never an easy place to go. Don't seem to have missed a beat, as I've said before, with Chris Hardy going in there. Going to be an interesting one. I mean, Rithin are sort of still in and around mid-table. Which is where you'd expect them to be every year, really. I think given the fact that they've got no sort of budget available there for players compared to the rest of the league, the fact that they rely on their fantastic sort of youth system, which continues, it's like a conveyor belt sort of bringing through first team players on a regular basis. I mean, that is an absolute fantastic foundation to build off, really, in my opinion, especially when you see sort of teams throwing money at it, getting themselves in a bit of financial problems that we've seen in the past, with the likes of sort of Bangor, Prestatyn, over the years. Investing in youth is something that something can really benefit a club like Rithin, and it's really, really showing in terms of their first team squad. A lot of them are from the area. They care about the club, which is another massive positive for me. It's all well and good picking up your money and playing for a club sort of 30, 40 miles away. But if you're involved from a young age at a club, you really have an affection to it. And that's been of great benefit to Rithin over the years. So another great chance for him to pick up 3 points this weekend, and I fully expect him to do so.
Well, that's a lot from me and him. We will see you in 7 days. I hope you have a fantastic JD Cymru North weekend.